This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are glad you are with us. We have got a great guest to kick off today's show, and I don't want to waste any more time. We're going to go right to the phones and kick it off with Eric Gillespie. Eric is with Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and he runs their Bort Canine Academy there. And they do everything. They do boarding and take care of your animals, of course, on the medical side. And we're going to get into all that in just a moment. But Eric, hey, man, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing really good.
Well, good. And, man, I want to do this way more than we're doing it because I think this is a really, really important topic. And I've even seen some things in our little neighborhood app there in Highlands Ranch. And as late as last night, someone posted something about training. And so I put on there Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center and see Eric. So
thank you.
Yeah. So let's talk about, first of all, I mean, I don't know of any other state that's probably has more dogs in our state. I mean, boy, you see them everywhere you go. So, and I'm glad of that. I'm a huge dog lover myself. So, but let's talk about maybe for people, you know, before we get into training them, just say, hey, if you're thinking about getting a pet, here are some things to consider. Because, you know, it drives me crazy sometimes when I see people, and I've had a few even friends of mine that have bought, you know, maybe a dog, a breed that's known for hunting and all that stuff, but that's not their intention or they don't do that with the dog. And, you know, it's not really fair to the dog. So kind of talk about just the thought process of, hey, you think about getting a dog, new puppy, older dog, whatever, you need to think about a few things.
Sure. You know, I think understanding your lifestyle and understanding what you want out of the dog and how much time you can commit to your dog, I think, and keeping things reasonable, exercise is so key in having a great relationship with your dog.
Yeah.
And if we can keep them tired, but keep them tired in a way that makes it okay for the owners, so it's not a huge time suck for them. One way that I do it is a flirt pole. It's just a long stick with a toy tied on the end of it, and you play with them like a giant cat. But back to the original question of, you know, what should people think about before getting dogs? A lot of times, dogs that we had when we were younger, that breed isn't quite the same as we had when we have now. For instance, Labs have changed quite a bit. They used to be a really mellow dog, and then a lot of hunters were really enjoying Labs and started to breed them to be a little more energetic. And now we have a Lab that's pretty darn excitable, and it requires a little bit more exercise and stimulation, you know. A lot of times we want to make sure that the stimulation comes from people and not necessarily other dogs. We do have quite a big problem of leash aggression in this country.
Yep.
And part of the reason we have so many dogs who are leash reactive is because we kind of quit playing with them as humans and we expected them to play with other dogs.
Yeah, right. Eric Gillespie is with us once again, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and you've heard them on our show for several years, and we have been using them for about 13 or 14 years with our pets, and just a great, great place that you can trust, LoneTreeVet.com. They're located 8681 East Lincoln Avenue. Their number is 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050. So now, I assume most people, when they come in and they inquire about your portion of this with the training, they say, you know, I'm frustrated. I've tried to do a lot of things. So what are the most common mistakes that people make?
Not saying the word good enough. I think we need to understand what our secondary reinforcer is, and the word good is what we use typically in our style of training. Telling your dog when they're doing it right is so much more important than telling your dog when they're doing it wrong. Dogs only understand attention that they're getting for the behavior they're doing at the time. For instance, if your dog jumps on you and you tell them off and pet them, a lot of times they think that that's what you want.
Yeah.
Even more so, we might be naming the behavior. So I think a lot of times when people come in and are frustrated, the real solution to the problem is trying to figure out what the dog is actually doing right, and also to try to figure out how to make sure that that dog repeats that behavior. And that's when a lot of positive reinforcement style training really comes into play.
Sure. And a lot of times you'll see even some TV shows we see. I know our Golden is, you know, very food motivated and treat motivated. So do you do that a lot of times, too, if you're
Absolutely.
Working with them, hand them a little something?
one of the things that is a very common myth in dog training is that if you use food, you're always going to have to use food. One of the key elements of dog training is to use food properly. For instance, first we would use food to lure a dog into a behavior or get them to do something. That's step one. And then we switch to making sure that we're rewarding the dog after they do that behavior. That's step two. And then we start to make sure that we're really random about when we reinforce and how much we reinforce. The idea is that a fixed schedule of reinforcement is great for teaching a dog a new behavior, meaning sit and you get one treat. But a random schedule of reinforcement or a variable schedule of reinforcement is really going to be a slot machine style of training. Once the dog learns a behavior, if you switch to just rewarding them a little bit at a time and then sometimes they get a jackpot, that behavior becomes much stronger. So I think it's quite a myth that using food is cheating, so to speak. It's not. It's a really useful tool in training your dog.
Right. Now, what age? I kind of equate this to kids. You know, a lot of times I say, hey, certain years in a child, you know, from that 3 to 6 years old, man, after 7 or 8, they've already got their behaviors made up. So what kind of age? I mean, we get a new puppy, and usually that's around that 8 to 10 week period. When should they bring them to you?
I think bringing them in for the training pretty quickly is a great idea. So 12 weeks, I think, is fine to have them in classes. The point being is we really want to make sure we take advantage of that young mind and make sure that the socialization is with people as well as dogs. But we get them lots of positive experiences around people. In regards to, you know, how old before they really start understanding training, I think retention really begins to become strong at about 14 weeks.
Okay.
I've seen lots of dogs learn great stuff at 14 weeks and really retain that information throughout their life.
Now, let's talk about the kind of classes you do. I know you do. You have several types. So what's kind of that beginning, intermediate,
sure,
and then, you know, something that maybe you do a little longer term?
Sure. I have a perfect puppy class, and my perfect puppy class is for puppies under 6 months. Once they graduate, and that is an AKC Star Puppy Program class, so it's by AKC. So they'll get a title when they get done with that class. The next class is Companion Dog Essentials, and that's building on the puppy class, but more importantly, it's just the basic behaviors that we're trying to get our dogs to do. So sit, down, walking on a leash, come here, leave it, waiting at doors, stuff like that. And then after they pass that Companion Dog Essentials, there's a few different avenues they can go. I am a canine life and social skills evaluator. So we could do the canine life and social skills training. And that's offered by AKC, and that is also a titled class. I'm an evaluator for that. So we could do the AKC CG or class program. We could do a canine good citizen class, and that is offered by AKC, and it is a titled class as well. And then I have some fun classes. So I do a parkour class, and that is street agility. We walk around the neighborhoods, teach our dogs to jump up on boulders and rocks and go under picnic benches and go down slides and have a good time with them. Wow. And then I have an agility for fun. That is just for fun, and that is usually in the middle of the summer and the middle of the winter, so we can do that inside. And then I have a Companion Dog Essentials 2 class. And that's a pretty popular class. I've been offering it for quite some time. You've probably even seen me over at Cabela's with
that class. Oh, man, I've seen you a lot of times. Yeah.
We take those classes everywhere. So sometimes we'll go to Cabela's, sometimes we'll go to the Bluffs, sometimes we'll go to Aspen Grove, really wherever the class wants to get their dogs and take them to socialize them and getting them around other people and dogs and performing those behaviors.
Right. And, you know, I've got one of your brochures here, and it looks like all these different things that you've talked about, I mean, everything's less than, you know, $150, and some of these are 5 week, 6 week courses. And I mean, to get your level, and so I'll brag on you, but I mean, your level of training and your expertise for that amount of money, I mean, I was honestly expecting it to be $500 or $600. And I mean,
we keep it that way. My boss, Nancy Moyle, is very, very big on making sure that our classes are affordable and that people can take them. We want people to have well-trained dogs. We believe that that's one of the best ways to give a dog a great life.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is Eric Gillespie, and he is with Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and he runs their Canine Academy. So if you are looking to help get your dog some training, I promise you, no matter what level you want to get into, this is a place you can just walk in, see Eric, and he'll get with you and find out the best ones that would be best for you and your pet. Their number is 303-708-8050. And once again, they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue. They're in Lone Tree. Now, you talked about the agility one and being out on the street. Let me ask you this. My wife and I were just in Seattle this last week for a wedding, and we were watching a baseball game of our nephew at a park, and there's this track. Well, this guy's riding his bike, and then he's got his dog on a leash, and he's riding the bike around the whole track. Well, after about the third time, the dog's tongue is hanging out the side of his mouth and all the different things. Sometimes I don't think we think as the parent, so to speak, of, hey, you're riding a bike or you're jogging or you're walking. That dog is not built like us. I mean, what are some tips just to say, you know, think of your pet and them being hydrated and not doing that too much?
I agree. It depends on the dog, too. Yeah. Two of the dogs I have right now, Knuckles and Kitty, they're both pit bulls and they're both weight pull dogs. They love to pull weight. Knuckles loves to go for bicycle rides with my wife, and she has an attachment that fits on the hub of the bike so that Knuckles can't really pull her over. Now, she started running Knuckles a couple blocks at a time, and she slowly worked up to the point where they go about a mile.
Right.
But, boy, Knuckles loves it. So I think it kind of boils down to the dog. Making sure the dog's well hydrated and making sure the dog really wants to keep doing it is super important. Water breaks, making sure you're not doing it when it's really hot out, and not overdoing it. Like I say, with Knuckles, we only run at the very most a mile or so.
Okay, good deal. Well, once again, Eric, I want to do this more often with you. A lot of great topics to talk about. And so, man, we appreciate all the good information. And thank you guys and boy, Nancy for just your partnership with us here on our show.
Oh, my pleasure. It's
and,
great.
Yeah, man, I tell you, we love you guys. And, I can bring my Roxy, our golden retriever, there. And,
she
goes right behind the counter, just acts like it.
She kind of owns the place.
Yeah, and, you know, the boarding that you guys offer. And then you've got the medical side. I mean, that's what I like. I mean, everything that you need for your pet is right there under one roof. And I think that's a great... And not only convenience, you guys are open on Sundays, too, if you do the boarding.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's a great place.
I'm very proud to work here.
I bet, man, for sure. Hey, real quick before we end, July 4th is going to be around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, fireworks. And that is I'm going to get you back on to talk about that a little bit.
Love to.
What are just a couple of tips on that, man, to be with our dogs and yet, you know, not put them in situations because a lot of them will bolt.
Yeah. Start now. That's the big thing. So my big suggestion with technology the way it is right now, we have some useful tools that we're not even using. One suggestion is download the sound of fireworks and change your phone ring to fireworks, change your email notification to fireworks, change your text message notification to fireworks. So when these fireworks go off, your dog's, it's obviously not going to be as loud as the real fireworks. They're going to see you walk to their phone. So pretty soon, fireworks are just going to mean that you're going to walk to their phone. If we can desensitize them pretty quickly to the sound of fireworks, and starting now would be the big suggestion, it won't be so stressful when it finally does happen.
Okay, cool. And like I say, I want to get you back on to talk about that a little bit more. But give Eric a call. Let him know you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio. 303-708-8050, LoneTreeVet.com. I promise you, folks. This is a place that you can trust. We've trusted with our pets for, like I say, 13, 14 years, and our pets love it, and we love knowing that they get taken care of at the very best. So thank you so much. All right, Eric, I'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Hope everyone has a great, great rest of your day. Pamela Meyer is with us. DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and it's always great to have Pamela with us. 303-506-0106 is her number, 303-506-0106. You can also find Pamela on HaystackHelp.com as well as our senior list. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. We've kind of retweaked that, and now you can find us at referralsforseniors.com, and Pamela is the exclusive realtor that I endorse. And we love doing business with her and would love for you to let her earn your business as well. So once again, her number, 303-506-0106. Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you.
Good to be seen.
So, boy, when we look back from the beginning of the year till now here in midsummer, what's our market like?
Well, we have more property on the market. That's good. People actually have a moment to breathe, maybe, mm-hmm. before they write an offer. So it's still technically, statistically, a seller's market. And it is less pull-your-hair-out frenzied for the poor buyers that endured the last few years. You know, like line up and put in your offer, and we'll evaluate the 10 we got. Sure. Or for some price ranges, 20. I mean, it was nuts, crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, time on market is a little bit longer, but nowhere near the 91 days that are our historical average. And people sometimes look at me and go, what? 3 months? Like, to get it under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And another 30 to 45 days to close it. And they look at me like, that's horrifying. Well, nobody has known that in our market for a bit.
Sure.
I mean, certain micro markets and certain price points, yeah, they'll see being on the market for 90 days for sure. But in general, in single family dwellings in particular, and in anything under the mid fours, it's been here and gone.
Sure. And you think back when you started in this, what range of prices would you have been talking in the Denver area back when you started?
Well, the first time I sold real estate, interest rates were, I don't know, 14% maybe. And I can give you an idea that think of a little three-bedroom, bath-and-a-half, two-bath ranch in University Hills. I would have listed for mid, like, $55,000. Like, a car costs that now.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? And that was with no basement. I mean, it was like, really? So $55,000, and that same house today is probably in the forest for sure, depending upon how dolled up it got.
Sure.
Wow. And that house I listed those many years ago was pretty close to I-25. You know, because there's that whole corridor there, and some of those homes back to I-25 there between Yale and Hamden.
Are condos, townhomes, all those kind of things selling right along up the pace with regular homes?
Generally, they are doing well, and part of the reason is because some of the buyers, because of our prices, have been forced into purchasing a townhouse because they can't get into a single-family home. Price point wise.
Right.
Now, with qualifying, and Kurt can certainly speak to this, your qualification to get a loan, when you're dealing with a townhouse or a condominium, they factor in the HOA payment each month to your total amount that you can qualify for. Whereas if you're talking about a single family home that doesn't have an HOA, or even if it's one of the ones that's, you know, you might pay a community fee of $100 or $300 a year or something like that, that does not factor in, you know. So, yeah, you're on your own to mow and go buy a mower and fertilizer and all the stuff that sometimes people forget to think about till they've moved in and they go, oh, we have to do this.
Exactly.
Oh, I have to fertilize in addition to mow. Do I really want to fertilize? Because I don't want to mow that much. So yes, the townhouse and condominium market are certainly not as, how do I say this? It's not as robust from the standpoint of, let's say there are three townhomes on the market in development. The buyer really has nothing to differentiate between these three other than price. Yes, there's a little bit for condition, and obviously if they're all the same number of bedrooms, the same number of bathrooms, the same car storage, then the rest is how nicely does it show and what's your price point? Because you can't really pull off $20,000 worth of a price difference if somebody can come in and go, well, that other one, if all I do is paint and carpet, I can have this similar look. So price point, and that is a prime differentiation in condos and townhomes, versus you don't see that as much in single family homes because everybody does so many different things on the inside.
Sure. Pamela Myers with us, denverhomenavigators.com is her website, and her number 303-506-0106. As I mentioned, referrals for seniors, you are our preferred realtor there. So let's talk about that.
55 and better.
55 and better, yes. Man, I hate to think I'm 6 years over that 55 and better now.
We're not going to talk where I am.
But let's talk about that segment of your business real quick and, you know, what that advantage is for those maybe looking to right size. We hate downsize. That sounds like you're giving up everything. But right size, I mean, just find that right spot. Tell us the advantage of working with you there.
Well, part of it is I'm in your demographic. And secondly, so I have a pretty good sense for what things, situations make people want to consider making a move. And that generally, we're not that proactive. We don't tend to be proactive if we don't get a little push sometimes. So my goal in meeting with anybody, and I'll tell you, these meetings occur sometimes 6 months to 2 or 3 years in advance before people are really ready. And my goal is to point out all of the options and the potential reasons for why it might be better for you to make this decision sooner rather than later, before something physical forces you to move. I mean, and have a plan for that. When people don't have a plan, then quite often they end up moving twice
Sure. Because they just react.
There's the reactionary move, and then it's the, oh, I don't like this either. And so then some time is spent really finding out what might work.
Right.
And just some of the resources that I have to help people with some of what we have in our homes when we've lived in them for 20 or more years. It's a tough task to take on by yourself to try and get rid of some things, whether that's to your kids, to donate them, to try and sell them, to estate sale. I mean, the options are plentiful, mm-hmm. and they all take time and energy, and sometimes people don't have all that time and energy.
Right.
So let's explore other options rather than having you delay this because you just can't get to it.
Sure. Well, Pamela's going to be on with us several times a month. And again, if you are thinking about selling your home, you're thinking about moving, and as Pamela just mentioned, maybe it is 6 months down the road, maybe it is a year down the road, it is never too early to make that call. Meet Pamela, let her come to you. You can come to her, whatever. You guys can work that out. But just make that connection and see if it's a right fit, because it starts there, right?
That's right. It's and, just a conversation.
Sure. And so no obligation whatsoever, but give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106, and DenverHomeNavigators.com, and she will be glad to help you. And also you can check out our website, DenverHomeNavigators.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are,
hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we do welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Integrated Health Systems, Dr. Shane Stedman and his crew join us each week at this time. And today we are glad to have Jess Sorcy, and Jess is a metabolic coordinator there. Their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Jess, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing great. We are doing great. And Victoria and I are actually going in to get some blood work today that Dr. Stedman ordered for us. So we'll be seeing you here as soon as we get those results back. So I kind of wanted to start out there with just the different panels and different things that you guys do and offer, because that is one of the most telltale signs is what your blood shows, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always the first place to start looking.
And when you look at the different types of panels, what are there? I know I'm doing one, she's doing another kind. Can you talk just a minute about the different types of panels and what you look for depending on what the patient's needs are?
Yeah, so each patient comes in, you know, and they have different symptoms or things that are going on. So a lot of times we'll start with just some comprehensive blood work. And these labs go much further, more in depth as, you know, what the normal panels, you know, you're getting at your yearly checkup. So we look at things like your blood sugar levels and your liver function and your immune system, thyroid function. And, you know, with thyroid, we look at all of the markers. There's mm-hmm. 8 markers to the thyroid instead of the 1 TSH that most doctors are running. So we kind of, you know, look at things a little bit closer and with more specific markers.
Right.
And then, you know, so we'll usually start with blood work. And then based on people's symptoms, you know, if women are having hormonal issues, we've got several different hormone tests that we can look at running. If somebody has an autoimmune condition, we can look into those markers. We run, you know, food sensitivity testing and markers for toxins and mold and Lyme disease. So, you know, it's pretty much, you know, kind of see what the patient's presenting with. And then we've got, you know, different labs that we can utilize to kind of guide us in our treatment protocol.
Right. So when people come in and let's take the weight loss end of it, and they just say, you know, I can't lose weight, what do you find most of the time it is? Is it something with gut and other issues and they really were doing the right things? Or is it, you know, they thought they were eating healthy foods and items, but they really weren't? So which one is it? Probably 50-50 sometimes, huh?
It's funny you brought that up, because we were talking about that this morning, you know, because we've had a lot of patients, and specifically women. Women are the ones that really struggle with the weight, you know, and it's like, okay, they're eating right and they're doing all these things, so what other factors could be, you know, setting them up to not lose the weight? You know, and a lot of times you'll see that with digestive issues is one. You know, your microbes in your gut are going to influence, you know, food cravings and how you utilize foods and brain function, all sorts of different things that then can overflow into your weight. Hormones can be a big factor. So women that are going, you know, in that perimenopause or menopause area of their life, that can be a really big struggle. You could see it if you have excess estrogen in your body. You'll see it with chronic inflammation. So it's not just as simple as, you know, you want to lose weight and cutting calories and eating less and exercising more. that's definitely a big piece of it, but there's all these other factors that we have to identify under the surface. And I would say that's one of the hardest parts of my job is with some of these patients, you know, identifying those issues that then promote the healthy weight.
Right. And, you know, just going through all the things and all the shows and some of the previous notes when back when you did some seminars on that microbiome, I mean, gut health, is that where is that one of the biggest preventatives kind of to probably getting the right digestion and all the things and losing weight properly if you've got gut health issues?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of funny. I was talking to some other practitioners over the weekend, and sometimes they were saying, you know, that they struggle, like, where do you start with the patient? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you always have to start with their gut, because the gut in the health of the digestive system is going to factor into pretty much everything else within the body. And so if the gut is not functioning well, then that's going to set you up for, you know, autoimmune disease or weight issues, neurological, you know, conditions, all sorts of different things. So, you know, getting digestion in line, making sure that, you know, you're eating foods that help with, you know, healing that digestive lining, taking enzymes that help you properly break down your foods is going to be that first line of health and kind of overcoming really any condition that you're coming in with.
Right. You mentioned the word enzymes, and I know you guys do have some great products there. Could most of us benefit probably from being on some type of digestive enzyme?
I think so, you know, especially people that haven't gone through, you know, kind of a health program. You know, if people are eating the standard American diet and they're having some digestive issues, I think starting with some basic enzymes can be really important. I do think once you've kind of worked through a protocol with us, you know, the goal would be that you have good and adequate digestion without the enzymes. But I think for most people that are just starting out, you know, utilizing some digestive enzymes across the board can be a really great starting point.
Right. And how do you guys going about choose? Because, I mean, boy, there's a plethora of, you know, different products out there from the whole supplement world and all that. How do you guys going about picking that right one for you?
So that's where it comes in, really talking with the patient and kind of asking them a bunch of questions on their digestion. So, you know, people tend to tell you, oh, well, I don't eat a lot of protein because I don't feel well when I have it. So that's going to be a red flag that that person has low stomach acid, because if your stomach acid is low, then the protein just sits in your stomach and it doesn't digest well. Mm-hmm. So in that case, I would use some hydrochloric acid or even just some apple cider vinegar mixed in water to help produce more stomach acid to help break down the proteins. Other people will say that they don't do well with fats, so you could use something called lipase in those situations. I tend to kind of start people on a basic, it's like a multivitamin of enzymes, which helps break down, you know, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, and then it has a little bit of hydrochloric acid in it for that stomach acid production as well.
Right. And then where do the probiotics, prebiotics, and all that fit into all this discussion?
That's next on the list. So, you know, you gotta get the stomach acid up. You gotta give people enzymes so that they can break down and assimilate their foods properly. And then next on my list is, okay, now we need to start getting some good bacteria back into their system. So that's where I'll start out with, you know, some probiotics. And there's different probiotics that are gonna have benefits for different conditions. So, you know, what I might use with somebody that has leaky gut is going to be different than what I use on somebody that has small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So we have different strains in the office that we can use. And then, you know, we have just the basic foundation probiotics too, that's just kind of just across the board general health. And those can be really good for people that, you know, maybe they're coming in with some issues, but it's not all related to their GI system. Just kind of giving them some of those probiotics will help with gut function as well as overall health.
Right. Jess Sorcy is our guest. Once again, she's the metabolic coordinator, Integrated Health Systems. Give them a call. Free consultation, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. So you always see before you start, you know, a diet or before you start taking things, I always say consult with your physician. Is that something even with a probiotic or prebiotic or some of these supplements before? I mean, you may think you're having gut issues. You just go over the counter and buy something and start taking it. Is it best to, you know, come in and see you guys first before we start taking something?
I think it doesn't hurt. You know, there's a lot of good products that you can get over the counter, but there's also products that, you know, aren't that great, you know, and at that point you're just wasting money. And I think that happens a lot because people come in and they'll say, well, I've been taking fish oil and I've been taking probiotics and enzymes. But then when they bring in the product, it's, you know, something that's maybe not as high quality or, you know, not, you know, a broad spectrum of enzymes or different bacteria in the probiotics, which then aren't really giving them much benefit. So, you know, for me, it's like if I'm going to take a supplement, I want to know that's actually working and doing good things in my body, instead of kind of wondering. So I think, you know, in that sense, it's always good to get, you know, a recommendation for a quality supplement.
Right. And, you know, it's so weird that all of us are born with the same body parts, but every person's body functions different with different things. So when you talk about the individualized care that you get with you guys, I think that's one thing that sets you guys above and beyond because of all the time you take with a patient, even in that initial intake, you know, in that initial thing. But then just the follow-up care, I mean, every person, there is no, you know, book A, B, and C, and oh, if you're getting this, here's everything you need. Everybody's different for everything.
Yeah, and that's, you know, for me, that's what's exciting about the job is, you know, you get an idea of what's going on with the patient and you really dive in and you're like, okay, those things are all going on, but then there's all these other factors that come into play too. And, you know, their unique situation, their lifestyle, you know, always adds different curveballs to the protocols.
Right. So are you seeing, if you look back over the last few years, are you seeing more people with what we call these immune disorders or and just people, their immune systems, just not what it should be?
Yeah, sadly, you know, and I think that that's not going to end anytime soon. You know, we're have so many toxins in our environment and so many things that are disrupting gut function, which then disrupts the immune system. So, you know, I would say the majority of our patients have some form of immune dysregulation going on at some level.
Wow. Well, Jess Sorcy's our guest, metabolic coordinator there. Give them a call, 303-781-5617. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get into some tips for improving your gut health. And again, we used that term microbiome a little earlier, and we're going to talk with Jess a little bit more about that. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
After an accident, think about flesh and back law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishan of Cishan Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Jess Sorcy. She's a metabolic coordinator, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. And Jess, I didn't get a chance to ask you previously, but are there any upcoming seminars, or are you guys just kind of working on a schedule right now?
I think we're working on a schedule right now and looking at doing some webinars.
Yeah, he mentioned that to me. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll keep you posted on when that's coming out.
Okay, good deal. Now, one thing, and I want to just looking back through some notes when you were doing your microbiome seminars, it says when your gut bacteria is out of whack, the signals that get relayed back up to your brain may cause or worsen anxiety or mood disorders. So when we talk about this affecting us, I mean, it's not just like you got a stomach ache and that's a problem. It can really be a health issue.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think they're saying these days like 90% of IBS patients struggle with anxiety, which tells you a lot about the gut health and how much that influences the brain.
Right. Wow. Okay, so if you were given tips on, first of all, I think the biggest tip, come in, get some blood work done, get that baseline to see where everything's at. And again, their number, 303-781-5617. But if we just want to talk about some overall things that you go over with pretty much on a regular basis on, you know, improving gut health, what are just some of those conversations look like?
I think the, you know, some of the kind of basic conversations and one that sticks out to me is just knowing what healthy, you know, digestion looks like. Mm-hmm. I think so many of our patients come in, you know, and their digestive, you know, they don't even have complaints of digestive issues. But then when we get to know them, we start running labs, they start talking a little bit more, you know, we start to see things like, oh, well, yeah, they have constipation, they have all these issues, but a lot of people don't even know what it means to be constipated, you know. So kind of just some of those baseline educating tools of this is how your gut should function. And then you start to see, you know, some people be like, oh, well, that's not what's happening for me. And then we can address that. You know, in addition to that, I think, you know, avoiding inflammatory foods, things like gluten. Gluten's going to be really disrupting to the gut. You know, and just looking at, you know, the amounts of food you're eating and the quality of the foods. So all of those things are going to impact gut function. You know, eating lots of fruits and vegetables is going to be really good for your gut microbiome. You know, and a variety of foods is also good for it. So making sure that we're having those discussions as well.
Right. And, you know, Victoria, she'll make something and try to trick me and say it's gluten-free. But there are many times, though, I really can't tell the difference. And I'm a picky eater, as you know. So
yeah.
There are some things that really, I mean, it doesn't make a lot of difference in taste. And I think so many times those of us like me are afraid of doing something like that. You're thinking, oh, gluten-free means taste-free or good-free, mm-hmm. and it's really not the case.
Yeah, it's so funny because I think the majority of our patients come in the first 2 weeks, you know, it's me trying to convince them, like, hey, you know, going gluten-free is a good idea. You know, these are the reasons why, you know, and they're like, well, fine, I'll do it for 6 weeks, but then I'm going to go back. And then mm-hmm. by the time the 6 weeks comes, you know, they're like, well, I'm good. I don't want to add it back in, you know, because they feel so much better. So, you know, I think that first step is really scary for patients, and, you know, changing anything that you're used to is always
sure.
hard, and figuring out a new way. So, you know, those can all be things that go on in that first part of care.
All right. Is sugar, looking at the weight loss side again, and kind of just overall health too, but I mean, is sugar probably our number one enemy?
I would say, yeah, it's up there, you know, especially the processed sugars and like the sodas and the frappuccinos and those kind of sugars, you know, not necessarily the sugars coming from fruits and vegetables, but, you know, more the processed sugars, the hidden sugars in processed foods. I mean, even things like spaghetti sauce, you know, canned spaghetti sauce has sugars in it, you know, so kind of those sugars is really going to be problematic. And I think a lot of people, the biggest issue is they're consuming a lot more sugar than they realize, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah, that's true. And we were just eating over the weekend, and I got a sweet tea at a restaurant. Victoria's like, do you know how much sugar is in that? And then when you taste just a regular, and I didn't put any sugar in it, of course, it's already sweet, but I mean, then when you taste a regular tea, it's like, wow, there is quite a bit of difference in that.
Yep.
You know, another thing I want to touch on real quick, because I just see it everywhere, and that's all these, you know, energy drinks. And a lot of people think, oh, they're drinking something instead of eating their calories and all, but has this caused just a big health issue overall, people that, again, kind of abuse these energy drinks?
Absolutely. You know, they're full of sugar because sugar is going to give you energy, but then they're also loaded with caffeine. And those two things together are usually not a good thing. So we'll see people come in and, you know, they'll have reactive hypoglycemia, which means that their blood sugar is spiking and then dropping. They'll have mood issues. I've seen, you know, recently, you know, a guy came in with really bad irritability and just kind of anger outbursts. And, you know, when we started to look at his diet, he was consuming multiple energy drinks a day on top of coffee. So, you know, those were things that we had to address and pull out of his diet. You know, he definitely did see some benefits from that. You know, and on top of that, if you're overusing caffeine, then you could have adrenal issues and different things that are then going to affect your body's ability to give you energy and to help kind of hold you together in between meals and while you're sleeping, which can make it even more difficult.
Wow. And, you know, we've talked about this before, Dr. Stedman, and you as well. I don't know of any of us that are getting the proper number of hours of sleep. And that's a big part of health too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, one that's very much missed, but, you know, getting that 8 hours, 7 hours of sleep a night, you know, that's always on my list of making sure that that's something that's happening early in care with patients. Because we can try to support their gut and their adrenals and do neuro rehab on our concussion patients. But, you know, if they're not sleeping good and they're not getting restful sleep, it makes it a big uphill battle.
Right. Couple of minutes left, but I want to talk up just on labels on food and the different things when we shop in the grocery store. Boy, you know, before we've been doing this show for a long time and had a relationship, but before all that, I mean, I really didn't understand food labels. Do you find that most people misread the labels? Because let's admit, I mean, there's a lot of terms in there. First of all, we're reading the ingredients. We have no idea what it is anyway. But sometimes just with the calories from fat and all the different things, do you find that that's a big part of your education process?
Yeah, I think most people actually don't even read the labels. You know, I think our society has, you know, kind of created that, hey, food is food. It doesn't matter. And so, you know, why would they read the label? So I think a lot of people come in and I have to go over, this is how you read a nutrition label. These are things you want to watch for. You know, and if they are reading labels, then they are just focused on the calories and the fat content. We're getting a little bit further away from the fat phobia that we have, but I think, you know, if people are reading labels, they're looking at fat and calories. You know, and so there's so much more information that's going on there, and even just, you know, away from the nutrition facts, but then just in the ingredient list, you know, trying to focus patients, you know, more into looking at that to see what's actually in their food.
Right. And besides the adult range, are you seeing a lot of things too in our youth ages struggling with all this as well?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They're saying, you know, about 1/3 of, you know, kids under the age of 12 are going to be type 2 diabetic coming up in the next 5 to 10 years. And that's pretty scary to hear. So, you know, we're seeing younger and younger kids that have blood sugar dysregulation or digestive issues that are affecting, you know, how their brain works. You're seeing it in, you know, ADD prevalences and kind of across the board. We're getting younger and younger kiddos in here with health issues.
Sure. Well, Jess, hey, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today. And like I said, we're getting some work done today, so we'll be in and seeing you here in just a few days ourselves. So we appreciate it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
That's Jess Sorcy, Metabolic Coordinator, Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.